Welcome to the Elevation Church podcast. For this special Crash the Chatterbox recording, Carl Lentz, pastor of Hillsong New York, joined Pastor Stephen to talk about living free from the enemy's accusations.
What was the chatterbox telling you in those first months? What did it sound like?
Well, for me, the initial chatter from, I believe to be the Holy Spirit, you know, was this is all going to be a win-win. You know, either we fail in the world's eyes, you know, and have no visible fruit, but we won because we obeyed God, or it's going to be another win where we obey God and we actually see some fruit and we actually see something happen. So initially, Joel and I and my wife, you know, we really didn't feel like there was any way to lose with this scenario because God called us to go. So it didn't really matter about any of the other chatter. And then as we did it, you know, there are some things that sound so good on an altar call. You know, come on up here if you want to be used by God.
Yeah.
And then a week later, you're like, I'm out of here because I'm being used by God. This isn't right. And so for us, I think it was us really feeling like overwhelmed at times. That was my biggest thing. I think one time I flew down just to talk to you, you know, and there are other times where I just had to make sure that I was, you know, feeling like I wasn't losing my mind, because when God calls you, he does, but it can be a lonely road. And I think that's when your book, honestly, is going to help a lot of people, because if you can learn how to hear the voice of God, even when it feels faint due to fatigue or whatever, it's enough to get you through. So for me, what was I thinking? God, I know you're in this. Can you remind me again and again? Because I know I heard the initial call, but I need that call right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just anything. Just remind me that this isn't insanity, because everything is illogical. Everything is irrational. None of this adds up. And God's been faithful to come through.
What were the reminders when you would say, God, please remind me right now? How did he do it? How did he cut through?
It would be a phone call. It would be a settling in my spirit that you would know. Sometimes you can't explain it. When you pray, you feel no different. You feel like maybe, I don't even know if I'm praying right. And then as you walk it out, I was telling our church the other day, when Jesus healed those lepers, he said, go. And as they went, they were healed. I found in this jungle that we're in right now, sometimes that's how I feel it out the most, is it's not like, God, deliver me, and you're delivered. It's God, deliver me, and you walk away in chains, and then you realize, you know, a couple of weeks later, the chains are gone. So for me, it was just, you know, there's been friends that have showed up big time, and there's other times it will be supernatural, where there'll be no reason to have peace, and then you have peace. So it's been both for me.
So your analysis would be the situation doesn't necessarily improve for your perspective.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the situation get better.
Do not allow what you see to change what you say would be our chatterbox, you know, revelation in that regard, because we're speaking life, but there's still death. You know, we're speaking provision and we got nothing. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep on speaking provision. You know, we're going to keep on allowing God to do what he needs to do. So yeah, it's a brilliant way to put it.
So a lot of people would say that we're just, you know, idealists, that we're denying reality, that we're living in denial, really, when we live that way.
People say stuff like that about us.
They say it, but they typically only say it publicly for others to hear and never to our face for us to respond.
Right, because that's what the Bible says to do, to be a watchman on his wall.
Absolutely, it does, and we thank God for those people. But
Even though the wall is typically a blogger in a basement, but okay, I feel you.
That's the modern wall. It is the modern wall. So you're talking about it like, you know, keep speaking, keep moving, keep trusting. And I believe that as well. But where is the line between, you know, I'm believing God, what he's promised me, instead of being moved by what I see, versus, you know, this situation is something God is using to speak to me that I need to change course? Because if we just say, hear God's voice above all others, if he promised you, nothing can stop you. Well, sometimes you thought he promised you, but you just got happy. So how do you know the difference?
Well, I'm really simple. And you know, my pastor, he's taught me well in that I'm so trusting of God's word in regards to being submitted to people that I love. If I feel like God spoke to me, and I love and trust you and, you know, maybe Brian, my pastor, for instance, but then I told you both and y'all didn't hear it or see it. I trust God and believe so much in biblical submission to authority and accountability, that I would hesitate on my own dream until it matches up with the people that I love and obviously God's word. A lot of people be like, God told me to move in with this person. Where exactly did he say that? I heard a voice from heaven. That's great, but does it match the letter in your hand that is the Bible? So firstly, I've always got God's voice in my face with the Bible, but I will double it up and say, I feel like God's called me to do something here. Stephen, do you think so? Pastor Brian, do you think so? And if y'all didn't feel it 100%, I have proven over my life that I would wait until y'all felt it. Because I don't lose in that scenario. If I'm right and y'all are wrong, God will speak to you. We can recalibrate. But if I'm wrong and I went early and I did something to the left or to the right, the consequences are too severe for me. So I just lose nothing by putting my life in the hands of men and women that I trust. And that's the way I do it. I'm really simple, though. You know, I don't make it that complicated. So I don't know how to help people who want to make it complicated. Does it match up with God's word?
Yeah.
Through his word, and does it match up with God's word through his wisdom of people that know the word? If I don't have both those equations, I'm just not moving. I'm not doing it.
That's excellent. Let me ask you one more question. What's the last thing that God spoke to you about that scared you to death, but simultaneously you knew it was him speaking?
Don't miss out on your children. Don't miss out on the thing you can never get back. And for me, you know, we have similar family lives and that we've got these beautiful children and marriages that we care about more than anything. And I feel like, you know, God spoke to me just kind of paralyzing in a good way in my spirit of just recalibrate this thing. Make sure that you're always, like, I don't believe I have my thing regimented where it's never going to change. Me and Laura are always making sure that the way we're doing family is right. And recently I felt like God just reminded me, don't miss out on your family here, you know. Don't miss the bedtimes. Don't miss the eye to eyes. Don't miss the games. Don't miss the practices. Because this stuff that I'm running to, that's not going anywhere. Jesus is going to build his church, but this little family, yeah. I don't want to miss it.
Wow.
And I feel like that's what I got through just clearing out the chatterbox and able to hear what God's saying to me. That's what I felt.
So the way the chatterbox would use that, God speaks to you and he says, don't miss out on your family. And you say, yes, Lord, that's you. I want to obey that. I want to orient my life around that. Now the chatterbox will take that and distort it, right? And the next time that you do miss an opportunity, the next time that you aren't engaged, the next time that you are returning a text rather than paying attention to whatever cute thing your daughter's doing, he's going to start speaking and condemning you and shaming you. See, there you go again. You can't even follow through on the thing God spoke to you 3 days ago. You're missing it. You're scarring your children. At least that's how it works for me. Like, it's not like the chatter just comes out of nowhere. It will actually take the very thing that God spoke and then somehow turn that into something that's paralyzing and condemning. Does that happen to you? I'm sure it does.
It does. And also, I think our testimonies are different in that you have been following Jesus for longer than me. You know, as a younger man, you turned your face towards God quicker. And I think for me, condemnation isn't horrible for me because when I got saved, I had to get so much. I had to trust God so much on my forgiveness level that now I'm almost irrational with that. So his mercies are new every morning for me. That's easy. Like getting up when I fall on my face, I can do that. So my personal revelation on that is because I made so many stupid decisions early and had to get that revelation quick that the devil doesn't really have a lot of say in my condemnation level as far as carrying stuff. So for me, I think that you got to dovetail what you hear from God with knowing the word, because I might fall on my face. Oh, man, you missed it again. You missed a practice. Well, you know what? I'm going to go to, you know, my burden is easy. My burden is light. And what I was speaking to a friend the other day was Jesus has asked me he said, come to him if I need a rest. So if I'm feeling horribly tired, now I'm feeling worse because I made a mistake. I'm not going to go to God and feel heavier. That means I don't know his word. I'm going to go to Jesus and find my rest and find my peace. So God, here I am again. I fell on my face. You told me to look after my family. Haven't done it well. So I'm not going to feel worse about this. I'm going to go cut out the chatterbox and go right to the word.
Thank you for listening to this special clip. For more bonus content from Pastor Stephen Furtick and Elevation Church, be sure to subscribe to the Elevation Church podcast.